FBI and Twitter. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Twitter CEO Elon Musk's Friday release of internal files that showed the FBI's relationship with the social media giant in attempting to censor content before the 2020 election, prompting Republican lawmakers to take action. Republicans will control the House in January.
I don't know why so many on the left are so concerned about ideas they disagree with being on the internet. And the only thing I can come up with is that they can't persuade people or voters, more importantly, unless they're suppressing the ideas of others that they disagree with. When you're suppressing free speech, when you are an agent of the federal government suppressing that speech, it's wrong.
South Carolina Republican Representative Nancy Mace on Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy. Musk conducting a poll on Twitter Sunday, asking users whether he should resign as CEO. He says he will abide by the results. Los Angeles' new Democratic mayor, Karen Bass, declaring a state of emergency on homelessness. Here's Mayor Bass telling NBC's Meet the Press about a new program that is geared toward easing the crisis.
People are unhoused for a variety of different reasons. Some are profoundly mentally ill. Some are profoundly addicted. You have to address the reasons why they wound up unhoused while you house them. So we're going to launch a program on Tuesday called Inside Safe, which is going to address the people that are in the tent. Now, it's not going to address everybody, but it is going to address, hopefully, a significant number.
11 people are hospitalized with serious injuries Sunday after their flight to Hawaii is hit with severe turbulence. Fox's Jackie Ibanez has more.
This happened about 30 minutes outside Honolulu. A number of other passengers and crew members suffered less severe injuries. The Hawaiian Airlines flight originated in Arizona.
First responders treating 36 people for injuries. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The lighting of the national menorah marking the annual observance of Hanukkah Sunday. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott in New York.
The ellipse within sight of the White House has hosted the lighting of the nation's menorah for decades. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, who has family members who survived the Holocaust, delivered remarks assuring the safety of the Jewish community to celebrate will be protected against bigotry and violence.
That is our legal obligation. But now more than ever, all Americans have a moral obligation to stand up against such hate.
The menorah will be lit each night for 8 nights. It has been done on the ellipse in Washington since 1979.
Police in Lakeland, Florida say a 12-year-old boy accidentally shot and killed himself while at a sleepover at a friend's house. Fox 13 Tampa's Justin Williams with the report.
In a home, police say this happened at his friend's house. When officers spoke to the boy's mother at the hospital, she told them she thought there was an adult supervising the kids, but police say there were no adults there. Investigators say the adults who live there were at work and didn't know a guest was over. They also did not give their kid permission to have a guest over while they were at work, according to police.
Dove Chocolate continues to celebrate and empower female entrepreneurs.
Tonight at midnight Eastern is the deadline to apply for the Dove Chocolate's Insta Grants program. For the second year, the company is awarding three $10,000 grants to women-owned businesses, along with promotion opportunities. To enter, applicants can share a 30-second business pitch on Instagram with the hashtag Dove Instagrants Entry and tagging Dove Chocolate, or by uploading the video on DoveChocolateInstagrants.com. Reps for food company Mars, which owns Dove, saying they'll reach out to those with the highest overall scores.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.